From 1 till 4. Afternoons with Matt Webb. Cambridge
105. So yesterday we heard the awful announcement that the singer who I've just played actually on the radio, Glen Campbell, has passed away at the age of 81. And to share some memories of his history and some of his music, he's a legendary guitarist of all things and of course a fantastic singer. It's Chris Stevens from radio station Chris Country. So good afternoon to you, Chris.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. So where were you yesterday when you heard about this awful news?
I was at home. I heard the news about 10:30 or so in the evening, and we put some stuff online straight away, and the response has been incredible, which has really shown what a legendary singer he was and how much fantastic music he gave us over pretty much 50 years. I mean, it's been a long, long career, and how sad it is that he's passed away.
And of course, he was battling with Alzheimer's disease. That's what his family said. Obviously, it's a horrible thing to suffer from, and obviously the legacy of his music will continue.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's really interesting is, I mean, he's very well known for some of his songs in the 60s and 70s, you know, Rhinestone Cowboy, like you played there, Wichita Lineman and Galveston and so on. But also, in the last 6 years, he released two albums that were very contemplative and very, very fragile, as he wrote about and sang about suffering from Alzheimer's and the effect it was having on his memory. And I think that really shows what a strong artist he was all the way through his life, because he was willing to sing about truth and reality and the good times and the bad times as well. And that's kind of what country music's all about. So he was living it all the way.
And of course, he rose to fame from a very poor rural childhood.
He did, yes, and he started out as a session musician, playing the guitar for all sorts of people. And not everyone realizes that he would play the guitar for the Rat Pack, for their recordings, and for Elvis Presley as well. And in fact, he was even a guitarist that featured on the Pet Sounds album by the Beach Boys. So, yeah, a really talented guy that did work his way up from the bottom.
And of course, he sold over sort of like 70 albums, and he also sold over 45 million records. That's a massive credit to the work that he's put in over the years, and obviously the legacy that he's going to leave.
Yeah, completely. He's got so many fantastic albums he's recorded, and there's lots of compilations and greatest hits if people want to delve in and find out some more of his music. There's lots of opportunities to do so. And I think, you know, the music will live on. And the other exciting thing is that Glen Campbell's daughter, Ashley Campbell, is a musician in her own right. In fact, she was in the UK playing London just a couple of weeks ago, and obviously has got, you know, great musical heritage, but is out doing her own thing, keeping the family name going and keeping the music going as well.
And of course, he didn't just do music. He also presented a very popular American TV show called the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour, if I remember rightly.
That's right. That ran for 3 years at the end of the 60s, the start of the 70s. He also acted in some films as well, did a lot of music specials on TV, hosted award ceremonies, attended lots of award ceremonies to pick up awards. He won loads of Grammys and CMA awards and all sorts of things. So he really was right across the spectrum of entertainment. He was heard on the radio a lot, seen on the TV a lot as well, and was out touring as much as he could. So he was a big fan of getting out there and sharing the music.
And in 2005, he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, which is a really special thing would have been for him, but obviously people who are fans of his as well.
Yes, that's right. I mean, you know, you've got to have done pretty well to get into the Country Music Hall of Fame, which he did in 2005. Then 3 years later, he went back to Capitol Records to release a new album covering lots of contemporary artists like the Foo Fighters and U2 and Travis as well. So he wasn't afraid of trying something different and doing something that people might not have expected. And that's, I think, one of the things that kept his music so interesting all the way through his career.
And something that struck me when I've seen performances of his on YouTube and in some of the obituaries that have been going out on some of the news channels is the amount of effort that he'd put into all of his performances. He'd give 110% effort with everything that he did on stage.
Yeah, he'd always give his all every time he was on stage, both the singing and his guitar playing as well, which was always superb. You never felt shortchanged if you went to a Glen Campbell concert.
Well, Chris, it's been fantastic talking to you. And just before we leave, what would you say is your favourite track by Glen Campbell? What would you say is your favourite, the one that listeners to Chris Country hear most, as it were?
Well, I'm going to choose two. I'm going to choose an older one and a newer one as well, if that's all right.
Yeah, go on then.
I think from the back catalogue, I'd probably go for Wichita Lineman, which is a beautiful track, really beautiful track that many people will know. But one that people might not know as much, his album that came out in 2011 was called Ghost on the Canvas. And the title track from that album is really beautiful. And if you're going to, perhaps you know some of the classic hits, you're going to try something a little newer, then that whole Ghost on the Canvas album is superb, and I would highly recommend it.
Well, we'll play Wichita Lineman in just a moment, but for now, Chris from Chris Country Radio, thank you very much for joining me on Cambridge 105 this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.